Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Leo Makelam, KCBS foodie champ at the Prix. Did you go and see those shows as a kid? Did you get in the audience?
No, I didn't. There was one show I went to see, but I can't remember what it was.
The Price is Right?
No.
You never got on The Price is Right, Chrissy?
I never went, but I watched it religiously.
It's not too late. That show's still running.
Yeah. I miss Bob, though.
Bob, he was good. Yeah. Mr. Barker.
Yeah.
Growing up, though, how important was food, wine, gathering around the table for the family? Was it a regular experience?
So I would say family-wise, eating at the dinner table all together was necessary. That's something we did. As far as wine or spirits, cocktails, stuff like that, it was not so much. It was more, it wasn't routine.
Sure.
My dad was, he would drink margaritas, or he'd have his jug of wine called Tyrolia, and my mom did not participate. So.
His jug of wine. So I'm just fixed on the jug of wine.
Oh, yeah. And I remember going to the smokehouse, which was down in that neck of the woods, and sitting down with my grandmother, and it was, I'll have a glass of Chablis or Blush, or, it was just
Blush.
A different time. Yeah.
Different time indeed. What ignited that fire in your belly for wine? Where did it all begin?
Well, I'll tell you, I originally went to school, got a degree in environmental science.
Yeah.
So I really was not thinking a lot about wine. And the first wines that I had were definitely not the wines that we're making today.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I graduated and then kind of got the taste from one of the jobs that I had that had it was analyzing soil and wastewater, but also had a lab that serviced a local area, Edna Valley, and they analyzed wines. So the guy went on vacation. I stepped in for him, and that was kind of my foot in the door.
Boom.
And then Meridian Vineyards was looking for somebody, so I applied there, got hired on, and that was it. That was 20 years ago. So I had a couple of really good mentors, and just noticed myself really having an affinity for the industry and that there's nothing routine about it, which I love.
And no day is different. And what Mother Earth provides, you have to go with it, right?
Absolutely.
Of those couple of mentors you had, what was the best advice you were given?
Okay. The best advice that I was given was don't get stuck in the lab.
Yeah. get your hands mucky.
Yeah.
Get out there in the fields.
Get out there, learn, explore. Don't get yourself pigeonholed in one area.
Yeah.
Don't be too limited.
And you have not, Chrissy, which brings us here to the Prisoner Wine Company, a dozen wines, part of your portfolio. What are you pouring first?
Okay, so the first one we have is called Syndrome. This is a direct-to-consumer wine, and it is a Napa Valley Rosé. It is made in true Prisoner fashion, that it is actually a blend of varieties. It's Sangiovese, Pinot Noir, Syrah, Grenache, and Mourvèdre. So the highest percentage being Grenache, delicious, crisp, full, all at the same time.
I love as you're talking, the sound of the wine train rolling by.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, we have a fantastic location here on 29.
I mean, Highway 29, folks come from all over the world to visit this beautiful, bucolic wine country.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on the wine train. They serve pretty good food. And the wine's not bad either.
Yeah, I have not had the opportunity to do that yet.
Well, let's hear my favorite sound, the sound of wine going into the glass. And this sound? First favorite sound. Second favorite sound? Oh, heaven. You know what I love about the Prisoner Wine Company? You're making seriously good wines here, Chrissy. But there's a sense of fun and playfulness, especially in the packaging, the imagery. When you stepped in and you got a sense of what they were doing here. What was your first reaction?
I think my first reaction is that the first thought I had is that there's not a lot of restriction.
Yeah.
And so that makes me very happy because it allows us to have to vary what we do and the types of wines that we make.
Yeah.
Definitely an overwhelming feeling of happiness.
Yeah. Well, because you've got a playpen to work in, as you said, that gives you a lot of freedom and to fully express who you are as a winemaker and best showcase the wines here, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we're definitely not just kind of packaged up in, you know, one small box. It's just a completely open-ended. You know, we can do whatever we want, you know, within reason.
Yeah.
And be who we are and showcase that to people. And, you know, one of the best things that I enjoy is seeing people enjoy the space that we're in, their experience, and the wines.
And that look on everyone's face, when you walk through the doors here and you see this just perfectly designed lounge, unique, one of a kind, unlike anything else, breathtakingly beautiful. At every turn, there's something else to look at. Jaw to the floor all the way, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's every time I walk through here, there's something that stands out, something new.
Remind the folks here, Syndrome, one more time, is?
Syndrome. It's Napa Valley Rosé.
Salut. Here we go. It is Rosé O'Clock, right? Wait, let me check the watch. Yep, it's Rosé O'Clock. Here we go. That is absolutely perfect. And it's got a little bit of body to it. Some rosés can be light and flimsy, but there's actually some depth to this. Perfect. Summer, winter, any time of the year. Enjoy it. What would you love, or what do you enjoy to eat most with rosé?
With rosé, it's going to be something light.
Yeah.
You know, with maybe some citrus character to it, or a little bit of fruit on a salad or something. Yeah.
Chrissy, working here in Napa Valley, coming from Paso Robles, still young wine country down there, what are the biggest differences you've noticed in terms of just working here as a winemaker and being a female winemaker here in Napa Valley?
I mean, some of the things that I've noticed, there's kind of a heightened level of, I guess, prestige. The feeling, the history, you know, there's just a longer history of.
It's Liam. Liam's clearly drunk too much already. He's knocking over glasses over here. But yeah, the history, the competition, and, you know, listen, everyone is as serious about making wine in Paso Robles as they are here in Napa. But the traffic, the eyes, the attention, the focus here in Napa is a little more intense, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the main things, too, is Napa is very much Cabernet country, which it's kind of nice. The prisoner, you know, rolls in and we can kind of open up, you know, the perception of the Napa Valley.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to, you know, kind of showcase what other great things that the valley can do.
Sure. And it's more than Cabernet.
Absolutely.
And you're proving that with a dozen wines as part of your portfolio.
Correct.
When you signed your contract with the team here, did they tell you you'd have to serve time at the prisoner for a certain amount?
I'm
playing with you.
It's pretty much as long as they'll have me, I guess.
And is the orange jumpsuit, you have to wear that to work? What's the deal?
Oh, it's preferred. I don't have to pick out an outfit.
I love it. Shall we move on to wine number two? I've missed you, Chrissy. We always have a giggle. Wine number two, and of course, let's hear that sound one more time. Ooh. Now, I don't even have to tell you, I don't have to react when I sip this wine because I just popped a bottle of this at the weekend.
Oh, you did?
I absolutely love Saldo. I love the wine, but then there's also the story of the packaging. It's unique, to say the least.
Yeah, the packaging is very simple. So just to kind of provide a picture in your mind, it's a pretty simple Bordeaux bottle, and it's got a small red label, maybe about an inch and a quarter long, that has the word Saldo on it, S-A-L-D-O in white. And it's like one of those, like a stamp labeler.
Sure. Remember at school, as a kid, our teacher, all our teachers had these little machines. Everything was labeled.
It's a Dymo label.
That's it.
Yeah.
So very simple. What's behind the name Saldo?
So Saldo, there's a few different meanings of Saldo, but in this particular instance, Saldo in Latin means from here or there. And Saldo is actually California appellated Zinfandel.
Yeah.
It's a prime example of the far reaches of California that the prisoner goes to.
Sure.
To source Zinfandel for this bottling. So we go within like a 2-hour radius up to Lake County, over west to Mendocino and Sonoma, then east to Lodi and the Sierra Foothills to source some of the best old vine Zinfandel we can get.
So your reach for good grapes is far and wide.
Yes, it is.
How often do you get to go out and be? I know you don't like to be stuck in a lab, and that's what keeps you interested in your job. I know, Chrissy. Do you get out there in the fields often? I know you've just had Crush. What part of that experience do you enjoy most?
What I enjoy about Crush is that no day is really the same,
yeah.
And that we're, you know, as winemakers for the prisoner, we're not confined to our office. So we spend a lot of mornings, sometimes into the afternoon.
Like day release. Like day release, yes. From prison, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, that will go into the vineyard, visit several vineyards, make picking decisions, come back to the winery, plan where the grapes are going to go, stuff like that. But we like to start getting out into the vineyard probably in the springtime. Things come into bloom.
There's nothing better than Crush. Early morning, fog, mist in the air, and out there with the farmers, the pickers. There's a great vibe out there early in the morning. It's cold, but it's great to see everyone out there because that time frame for picking is short.
Yeah, the time frame is short. You know, it's 8 to 10 weeks,
yeah.
Just depending on the season. 2018 was a beautiful harvest season, great quality. A lot of hang time. The weather was fantastic.
And everyone's talking about an extra yield. Was that true for the Prisoner Wine Company too? A little over yield?
Yeah, the certain varieties had a higher yield. Some had a lower. But I would say all up, we have a little bit more than we planned for.
So Saldo, if you could describe it one more time, and what do you think would go best with this?
Saldo is a really just delicious, juicy, peppery Zinfandel that has great viscosity in the mouth and a nice acidity on the mouthfeel that creates kind of a medium to long finish.
Yeah.
Something that would go well with this, I know quite a few people had it with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, it's got a nice tannin structure to cut through some meat, so... you know, anything from, I would say, turkey on up to a pizza or
sure.
Over to a ribeye.
You're speaking my language. I had it with some pizza at the weekend.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
did.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, you know.
Nice meaty pizza, actually.
Yeah.
So, Chrissy, I know outside the winery, you have a family, a young family. What do you love to do most with the family?
I have two children and my husband. All boys. And so we spend a lot of time going camping, trying to get out to the ball game.
Yeah.
And
AT&T Park, the
yeah.
Giants, yeah.
AT&T, and it's just a beautiful setting. And any chance we get to make the kids happy is pretty much what we spend our time doing.
Live to make the kids happy.
Yeah.
You got it right, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Folks listening who perhaps want to come and pay a visit, how can they make that happen? Can you walk in and experience the lounge? I know you have the maker experience. How do people go about coming to enjoy the Prisoner Wine Company experience?
Okay, there's a couple ways that you can enjoy the Prisoner experience. The first is by coming and walking into our tasting lounge. The second is you can make reservations either for the tasting lounge or the makery itself requires reservations where you can have different levels of experiences, on up to, an hour stay on up to maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Sure. Well, it is breathtaking. Seriously, you walk in here. There's a lot to see, a lot to enjoy when you venture here. I recommend the makery experience. That's going to be lovely for you also to be on property and to have the opportunity to work with a chef where there is deep respect for the wines. Yes, you're still having memories of the Wagyu, aren't you? You're still having memories of the Wagyu. We were in the kitchen a couple.
Well, I can kind of see into the kitchen right there, So I just
We just had the Wagyu, that Japanese A5 Wagyu, melt in your mouth, naughty goodness, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's so tasty.
And you paired it with
Derange, which is our high-end red blend. It's Cabernet based.
And those two made happy bedfellows, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
On that happy note, Chrissy, keep on doing great things. So lovely to see you, and I'm glad you found a home here in Napa Valley, and you're doing great things. Chrissy Whitman, more on her winemaker story. Also, we'll let you know how you can come here to the Prisoner Wine Company, taste the incredible bounty of great wines, a dozen in the portfolio. You will not be disappointed. To you, Chrissy, salut, my dear.
Thank you, Liam.
I'll see you in the fields for Crush.
Yeah.
Tell me when to show up, anytime after 8 o'clock.
Okay.
More on Chrissy's story at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.